Tracy. How you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Well, you know, I can't complain, brother. Thank you for asking. Tracy, my name is Mario. I'm actually one of the supervisors, regional managers for the area. I'm going to try to keep things pretty straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
That's the only way, Tracy. I like it.
Gates Tree Service, are you out on the field solo, brother? You have help? How are you operating?
I have four other guys that works with me, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. So if you start getting work, you know, which is like a little bigger project, you're able to attend to them because you have a crew?
Yes.
Okay. And where are you guys working out of for the most? Is it Yazoo City or where exactly are you guys working out of?
Out of Yazoo City, but, like I told her, whatever, you know, I pretty much go, you know, like 100-mile radius or whatever, you know. That's in either direction, north, south, east, or west.
Okay, okay, okay. Perfect. Okay. So, I mean, as long as the money's right, obviously you're willing to travel.
Exactly. Have trees, we'll travel.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, the service that we're rendering, Tracy, we had a position that opened up within the first page of Google, and we're looking to get that filled in today. So we have a spot open. We're looking to find a company that wants to bring on more customers and that's able to handle more work. So we would put you on the front page right there, like right alongside of the, like the ground up tree service, tree care of Yazoo City, True Green Tree Services, from the ground up tree service. These are, there's a Young's Tree Service, Sutton Tree Service, and Jackson Tree Service.
Right.
These are the companies that come up as your first options on Google, right? That's how they stay busy. It's not that they're doing any work that's better than you, Tracy, or anything like that. It's the simple fact that they're just first options, right? They pay to be on that first page of Google, and that keeps them busy with work, right? So what we're proposing is that we would set you right alongside of these guys on that first page of Google, okay? So you will now be one of the top recommended companies as well. Now, let me ask you a question. The time that you have the company, have you set up a website for the business yet?
I have not.
You have not. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. The only reason I'm asking, it's because, part of the service that we offer, we can build the website for you, Tracy, and we won't charge you anything additional. Okay. It's already included within the service. Why? Because we want to put you as one of the top recommended companies, and we don't want to put you on Google. Right, without looking very strong and professional, brother. So we would put you on, like I said, we'll put you on that first page. We will make the website for you. Matter of fact, I sent you a text message with the sample site. Can you let me know if you got that? It's going to come from our company, Local Splash. It's going to be a link. When you open that, it's going to say 4 Elements Tree Care, LLC. Let me know when you're looking at that.
Let me see.
I I can go over it with you really quick. You know, there where it says four elements.
It wouldn't be on my email?
No, text message. I send it over to, see here.
Okay.
The 2421 number.
Okay, yeah, hold on. Alright. Local Splash.
Yeah, I was just looking to see the confirmation. It's showing me that you did get it. So, right there, when you open that up, it's going to say Four Elements Tree Care. You see that?
Hold on, I see it.
Yeah, right there where it says Four Elements, obviously the headline there would say Gates Tree Service. That would be the title. That would be the title for your company, obviously, because it would be the website we would build for you. And then if you scroll down, right underneath that, under expert services, we're going to list all the services that you offer the public, Tracy. Right? Like this company does tree removal, tree trimming, emergency tree services, stump grinding.
Stump grinding.
So anything that you do, we would list that on the website, right? Any services that you offer the public, we'll list them on the website. And if you have pictures of your work, Tracy, we would also put those on Google and on your website. Okay? We'll put them on the website as well. And then if you scroll down a little bit further, you're going to see it says Our Story. This is where we talk about the company. Okay? We describe, you know, what you do, how much experience you have, Tracy. Obviously, clients like to know how long you've been doing the work for. They feel more comfortable, obviously. And then right underneath that, it says trusted tree experts will list you under customer satisfaction, that you have a good response time, and that you're reliable and consistent. And then if you go all the way down, Tracy, right here is where we would put the hours of operation that you're able to take calls from customers calling you through Google. Navigation, like you said, you're willing to travel 100 miles on all directions. We'll list that on here. And then we put the company information, right? If you have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, we'll link it to the website. And then if you look at the bottom right portion of this, you'll see that there's a little phone and text message icon. Do you see those? Like in a little circle? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll link up your number, the 662 number. So when the customer is ready to call you, they don't have to look up your number. The customer simply has to hit the little phone icon, and that's going to connect them straight to your cell phone. Okay?
Right.
Same thing for text message. Some customers can send you a text, hey, you know, how much do you charge for this and that, and they can text you if they want as well. And then right above, they can schedule an appointment if they want you to come out to their home. Now, aside from putting you on the first page, we would also build a website for you. Do you have any social media, Tracy?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay. The reason that I ask is that Google works directly with Meta. Meta is who's in charge of Facebook, right? So
Facebook, right.
Right. So we would promote your Facebook page, and then part of the service that we offer, we would run ads on Facebook for you, and that's already included. You wouldn't pay separate for that either. Okay? So that's already included in the service. And then lastly, we would list you on Apple, right? For anyone that uses Safari to do searches, we will list you through the Apple platform. But here, to cut to the chase, Tracy, like you said, you prefer, you know, to be a straight shooter. The real golden ticket here is that first page of Google, brother. You know, like I told you in the beginning, man, once we put you up, you know, right up there with the, you know, with the guys that are the big dogs right now, I mean, things will be different, man. I mean, at least for your company, because, I mean, like I said, short of work, you won't be, right? And like I said, it's not because, I mean, I'm sure some of these guys do excellent work, but not all of them, you know. But because they're as first options, they all stay busy, man. But anyhow, the pricing that we charge to include the website is actually very affordable. That's why the positions on the first page do not last but a couple of hours before they get filled in. It's $249 a month. Okay, that's it. The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 setup charge, and that's all across the board for all new clients that put their company on that first page of Google. They pay $99, which is a setup fee. But every single month, it's $249 flat rate with no contract, Tracy. What does that mean?
Okay.
That means that you have the right to stop or cancel your service at any time, brother. But if we're being honest with one another, if we are keeping you busy with work, I promise you that you will not have a reason to cancel.
If you're keeping me busy with work, why would I want to cancel?
Exactly. That's what I tell customers, man. At the end of the day, what matters here are results. Everything else is just a bunch of mumbo jumbo, man. You know, because you get some companies that try to tell you that the sky is pink and that you're going to be a millionaire in a few months and that, you know, you're going to, you know, I mean, they try to paint everything so nice because they're sitting there working off of a commission check, man. And I'll tell you this much. I mean, we do not work strictly off commission, brother. So it sets aside, and I only share that with you because, you know, it doesn't give us an incentive or a reason to try to BS you, man, if that makes any sense, right? So I like to, you know, be transparent and give you real expectations, brother. And I tell clients, look, if you like it, let's move forward and work together, get you on Google. If you don't, then, you know, it's probably best you find a company that sugarcoats things. But we're not that company, man. What I could tell you is that we're not going to make you rich in a couple of months, Tracy. Right? This is not...
Right, and that's understandable.
Right. And you're not going to have 100 jobs in 1 month either, man. But we could keep you busy, right? And that's what our clients want.
I mean, that's what's music to my ears right there is keeping me busy.
Right. Right, absolutely. Okay, sounds good, man. Sounds good. Here, let me. So, Tracy, your last name is Gates. What's your email address, brother?
TracyGates1970@gmail.com.
TracyGates1970@gmail.com. Is that your year of birth?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you this much, man. And I'm not trying to kiss you, you know what, but you sound hella young over the phone, man. Hey, not saying you're not. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying that I was under the assumption you was like 25, 30 years old, you know?
Oh, no, man. Those days are past me, man. Been past me.
Hey, me and you both, brother. Me and you both, man. Okay, here, give me one.
I'm a retired military person, man, so.
Oh, you're a vet. Okay.
Right.
Okay. You know
I am a veteran-friendly company.
Excellent. I'm glad that you told me that because Google will list you. When we put you on that first page, they're going to list you with the little badge that shows that you're a retired vet. And clients love to hire vets on Google, brother. You'll see, man. I mean, okay. If you wanted to be busy, welcome on board, man. So,
okay. We're gonna give this a shot then.
Okay. Now, what address do you have the business registered from, Tracy? We're not gonna list it on Google, so don't worry about it. It's just for our records.
It's my home address.
Okay, go ahead.
872.
Crestview. Crestview, all one word?
All one word.
Okay. Crestview?
Drive.
Mm-hmm. Drive.
Drive.
Okay.
Yazoo City, Mississippi.
Okay. And what is the zip code there, 39194, or is it a different one?
That's correct, 39194.
Okay. Crestview Drive. Okay, perfect. Let me update that here. All right. Now, I do need your attention, Tracy, because the next... 3 or 4 minutes are important. So what times and what days did you want it to show on Google that you are open to take calls from customers?
7 days a week.
Okay. You're not joking. Okay. I'm going to list you then as a 24-hour service. You do emergency calls as well?
I do.
Okay. Perfect. 24-hour service calls. Okay. And you said you're willing to travel up to 100 miles either direction.
Either direction, yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, Tracy. As of right now, are you open to also taking on commercial work? If you, you know, if you get calls, can you take commercial jobs?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Now, what's the name of the Facebook page you say you have?
Well, I don't just have a Facebook page with my company on it. I'm on Facebook. I don't just have a Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Okay. Don't even worry about it. We will help you make one for the business. Because what we're looking for is for Gate Tree Service to have their own business Facebook page. So we'll help you with that.
Okay.
Perfect. And then the website. Let me ask you another question that's important because we're going to build a website for you. Have you taken pictures at any point of any other work that you have done?
I have taken some pictures. I think I got a few pictures in my phone or whatever, but I just deleted a lot of pictures that I had in my phone or whatever, man, because of spacing.
Why would you do that?
Because, I mean, I had used so much space or whatever, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your phone was running slow.
Right. And then a lot of them was a lot of pictures from 4 or 5 years ago, 3, 4, or 5 years ago, you know. So, I had to get rid of some of those pictures or whatever.
Okay. No worries, brother. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. We can use generic ones. But whatever you have, we can also use it. Now,
okay.
I do need to create a password for the account. This is in case if you ever call us or we call you, we want to make sure that you are the only person that we're speaking with when it comes to, you know, you making any changes on Google or so forth on that first page.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you three questions, Tracy. You have the option to pick one of these three. Whichever one you choose, the answer that you give me to that question will be the password for the account. So you can choose number one, city you were born in, number two, your mother's maiden name, or number three, your pet's first name. Which one would you want to choose?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. Go ahead.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, okay. I'm just going to put Chicago, okay?
Chicago, right.
Mm-hmm. Did you end up in Mississippi, man?
Well, actually, I was born in Chicago. My mom gave birth to me in Chicago. And when I was like 2 months old or whatever, you know, she brought me down to my grandmother or whatever.
Oh, so you a Mississippi boy, 100% then?
I'm a Mississippi, yeah.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
She went back to Chicago or whatever, man, and God rest her soul or whatever. She got killed or whatever, man. And
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I've been with grandma since I was 2 months old, man.
Damn. I'm sorry to hear that. I lost my mom about 10 years ago to a car wreck. So I know it's. You know, I mean, I was already older. I mean, you were still a baby, so you didn't even get to meet your mom.
Well, I was still a baby, so I didn't even really see my mom or whatever. So my grandma is on the mom. I know, you know.
Right,
and,
you know, my
older sister or whatever, you know, she kind of fills in, you know, the gaps or whatever, you know, with my mom's life or whatever, you know. So, but... You know, my grandma's 98 years old. She'll be 99 here in about 4 months.
I was just getting ready to ask if she was still around, man. Hey, bless.
Oh, yeah. Grandma's still around.
Bless her heart, man. Bless her heart. Is she still, like, you know, all there talking and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's a blessing.
No dementia, none of that.
Yeah, because I got a friend. He has a grandmother who's, like, 90, but she's...
Mm-hmm.
She's not there, if you know what I mean. I mean, she's there,
right,
but she's not there.
Got you. I got you.
You know, so.
But yeah, hey. Mama's still alert, man. She's still there. She still knows everybody's birthdays and everything, man.
Hey, I'll tell you something, man. I don't think that this generation, at least, I don't think we're going to even get close to 90-something, you know?
No,
nah,
we're not going to get close. No, we're not.
We're lucky if we get to see 60 or 70, man. You know?
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to jump off topic there. My apologies.
It's okay, man. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with having a good, friendly conversation, man.
That's right. So, you do have also access to TracyGates1970@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, because I'm going to send all the confirmations there in a second as we're on the phone. Also, one last question. You will get a call tomorrow from our IT guys. That's the, I'm sure you know what the IT department is. These are the guys that do all the back end work, right? They're the ones that have put you on Google, that do the website, that do the Facebook. I mean, they do all the back end work for us. They'll give you a call tomorrow,
right,
Tracy? What time tomorrow would you have about 20, 30 minutes to spare? What would be a good time?
A good time, well, a good time for me will be probably about, let's say 10 o'clock.
Okay, hold on. Let me check their calendar. Make sure that's open. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, 10 o'clock it is, brother. I do have it available. That's good. All right. Hold on one second for me. All right. Let's see here. Perfect. 10 o'clock. All right. All right. Bear with me one second. All right. And then you did say that you are able to take on more work, right? I mean, you are open for work.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. That's what we want to hear, brother. All righty. Okay. And then as far as the monthly payment, Tracy, did you want to take care of that with a personal debit card, or did you want to use a company card?
Use my personal debit card.
Personal debit? Okay. And because we do work with very secure systems, the card has to match identically, Tracy. So in your name, is it exactly Tracy Gates, or is there a middle initial? You know, because if it's not, if it doesn't say the exact same thing.
No, no middle initial, just, let me get it out of my pocket and make sure we're going to make sure everything is correct.
And I have Tracy as TRACY, last name GATES.
That's correct. That's the way it is on my debit card.
Perfect. And is this a Visa or a MasterCard, Tracy?
Visa.
Visa. It starts with a number 4. All right. Go ahead when you're ready.
4157.
Okay.
2000.
2000. Okay.
0318.
0318.
9106.
9106. Okay. Expiration date?
128.
128. Okay, and then the it's called the CC code. It's going to be 3 digits behind the card.
250.
250. Okay, stand by for me 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. Okay, while I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you. Just make sure that I do have everything correct. This is pretty brief, actually. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Tracy. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. Welcome to Local Splash. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also, to outline the service agreement you're receiving with Local Splash, and it works as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I do have everything correct, Tracy, can you please state the name of the company?
Gates Tree Service.
Perfect. Gates Tree Service. Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
My name is Tracy Gates, and I'm the owner.
Owner. Perfect. Okay. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Gates Tree Service, correct?
Say that again, sir.
I said you are an authorized person to initiate services
yes.
on behalf of the company. Okay, perfect. And you are an authorized
yes.
person on the billing account that you provided, correct?
Right.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Tracy, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. In hiring Local Splash as Google partners, keep in mind that we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward as of today. Okay. Remember,
okay.
the monthly pricing is $249 a month, with the $99
mm-hmm.
setup fee that you only pay this month. So you're only paying the $99 with the monthly this month. So the total today is $348. Every month after is $249. Okay. Now keep in mind, Tracy, that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, which means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not happy, okay?
No.
All we ask you to do is to give our customer service number a call. I can give you that number,
yeah.
but you already have it. It's the same one I text you the website from. It's that same number.
Okay.
Okay? So uh-huh. it's the 877-635-6225, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Are you driving, Tracy?
Yeah, I just left from where I was. I'm headed home.
Oh, no. I'm only asking because I just heard the, like, the wind in the background.
Yeah, I'm headed home, yeah.
Okay, excellent. I did not think for one second you were driving. I thought you were just... stopped. I wish you would have told me. I would have told you to call. I would have called you later and get this done. I don't.
No, I'm,
well,
I'm good. I'm
okay.
Good.
I don't want
to
be the cause that you.
The wife or whatever.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Well, Tracy, the payment went through. In a second, you are going to start receiving text messages. You're going to get quite a few texts. You're going to start getting emails. You know, telling you welcome to the company, welcome on board. Now, you are going to get one particular email that does need your attention, okay?
Okay.
This email, you have to fill it out. It's very simple. It's like two steps. It just tells you that you give us permission to call you and that the card that you use is yours and that you are the authorized person. If you are able to get to your emails, I can walk you on how to do this. Or I can just tell you and you can do it later. I normally like to
okay.
help my clients only because when they call you tomorrow, they're going to ask you to do this anyway. So if I can save you like 10 or 15 minutes of that phone call, I don't mind doing that. So do you have access to your emails right now?
Yes, I can get on the email.
Okay. All right. Get on the email.
Okay.
Here, let me double check if it got through to you yet. Give me one second. Yep, it just went through. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. Let me know when you're looking at that.
Okay, hold on. All right. Got
all right,
it.
You see it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right there where it says Local Splash Initial Invoice, right on there, you wanna, it's gonna say, hello Tracy, thank you for choosing Local Splash, it gives you your invoice. What you're looking for
mm-hmm.
towards the bottom, it's gonna say in blue
please
letters,
click
please click
here,
yeah. yeah. Okay, you're a little bit ahead of the game, Tracy, that's awesome. Yeah, so now, what you want to look for is your phone number towards the bottom portion of the screen. It's going to say mobile
yeah,
phone. And okay. Right underneath your number, there's going to be two boxes, right? The first
mm-hmm.
box says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone, which means that you give us permission to text you when we have to. So click on the first
yeah.
box. Okay. The second box says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and then all the information is complete and accurate. So click on the little second box. Okay. About 3 or 4 sentences down, you're going to see your name. It says signature, your name, and then your name, Tracy Gates. You see your name? It's about 2 or 3 sentences down from the little boxes.
Yep, I see it.
Okay. Right underneath your name, there's a little box in orange where you have to type your name in exactly as it is there. Tracy, capital T, and then space, Gates, capital G. Once you put your name in, there's a little orange box that says confirm signature. You want to click on that? If it doesn't let you click on it, you have to turn... Okay. Wow, you're pretty quick, man. Man, believe me, I've sat here before like 20, 30 minutes trying to explain someone how to do this, and you did it in about 20 or 30 seconds, so that's pretty cool. All right, hold on. Let me make sure. If you did it correctly, it should have taken you to another screen that says, welcome to Local Splash.
That said, welcome to Local Splash. Gotcha. I'm here.
Okay. Man, you just made my job 10 times easier, brother. I appreciate you for that. well, okay. Tracy, what you have to do on your end for right now, you're all set. Let me be the first one to say, welcome on board, man. Welcome to the family. What we want... Okay. is to have a long-term relationship with Gates Tree Service. And we know that the only way to accomplish that is to keep you busy, brother. So make sure that, you know, you answer your phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m. It's going to be our technicians.
I will.
They're going to get all the information they need on their end, and then we can get the ball rolling. Keep in mind that you'll see the website and everything that's going to be done as the beginning. In about 7 to 14 days, you're going to see everything as far as the website, the Facebook, the Bing, the Apple. It's going to be running. The only thing that takes us a little bit further than that is to get you verified through Google. But as long as everything lines up, you don't miss the call, you provide the information that the techs ask you, we should have you up and running pretty quick, brother. So, again, I mean, like I said, man, at the end of the day, what matters here is that you stay busy, because this is the bottom line, man. Like I said, if you win, we win, because we'll keep you as a client on a long-term basis, and that's our goal, right? So, again, Tracy, thank you so much, brother. You're all set. Again, just do me a favor, man. Don't miss that call at 10 o'clock, all right? It's gonna come to you exactly at 10 a.m. I will send you I'm going to send you a Google reminder. That's going to come from me that just says, hey, you have an appointment at 10 a.m. It's like a friendly reminder. Right. But aside from that, Mr. Gates, thanks for the opportunity of working with you here alongside with Google. I promise that you're going to be pretty happy with the service. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Okay, sir.
All right. Okay, you have a good one now. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.